You are listening to the Smithers Theatre Group production of Alias Cinderella, written by Bruce Kane, directed by Alan Dahl, starring Patty Beckerton, Jody Inouye, Tom Roper, Valerie Loeb, Clara Donnelly, Janet Harris, Chelsea Hughes, and Alan Dahl, with Linda Stringfellow as the Foley. This is CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Radio. Producer, Megan Brady.
The name's Seamus. Dick Seamus. I work for the FBI, the Fictional Bureau of Investigation. I handle the toughest, dirtiest cases in English literature. While other cops roam the mean streets chasing perps and crooks, I take the road less traveled and chase them down in plays and books. That's right, I'm a fictional detective.
Dick Seamus, fictional detective, starring Jason Trindle as Dick Seamus, fictional detective. Tonight's episode, Alias Cinderella.
After 2 weeks on stakeout, I was looking forward to a little R&R. That'd be Rhonda and Rosalie. But that dream came to a screeching halt when Effie, my long-suffering secretary, told me there was someone waiting to see me.
There's some guy waiting to see you. I think he's a prince or a king or something.
What makes you think that?
How many guys you know going around wearing a crown?
Yeah, that'd be a dead giveaway, all right. Let's not keep His Majesty waiting. Send him in.
Come on in!
Presenting His Royal Highness Prince Alphonse William Robert Hastings Oxford Jonathan Milford Anthony Philip William. Again.
Jeez, was there a name this guy didn't have?
Albert Constantine Charming, Prince of Lyman on Twill, Hutchings on Vetch, Twicky on Gus, and Ham on Rye.
Thank you, Lumpy.
Lackey, sir. Lackey.
I gather by the lettering on this shabby door of this shabby hall outside this shabby office that you're Mr. Seamus?
At least the guy could read. More than you can say for most of these inbreds.
I am told that you are very good at finding things.
You were told right.
Good. I want you to find a girl.
This ain't a dating service,
Prince. I want you to find a missing girl.
In that case, does this missing girl have a name?
I'm sure she does.
But you don't know what it is. I get it. Okay, then. Know where she lives?
No idea.
A real fountain of information, ain't ya? Can you give me anything?
Lindy? The shoe.
It's lackey, sir. Lackey.
A shoe? That's all you got? A shoe?
Not just any shoe, Mr. Shame-ass.
The prince was right about that. It wasn't just any shoe. It was...
a glass slipper.
Looks uncomfortable. But when it came to a dame's shoes, I learned a long time ago. Comfort was not the primary purpose. Tell you what, Prince, why don't you tell me the whole story and don't leave out any details?
It happened the night before last. I'd thrown this big costume ball at the palace. Everyone who was anyone was there.
I wasn't.
Well, yes, like I said, everyone who was anyone.
Tell me more.
Across the room, my eyes came to rest on this vision in white. She was sweet, lovely, innocent. So I did what any self-respecting prince would do.
I can't wait.
I sent Lumpy here.
That's Lackey, sir. Lackey.
To make the introductions. Explain to Mr. Shobas.
Seamus. That's Seamus.
Tell Mr. Seamus what you said.
I approached the girl and said, presenting His Royal Highness Alphonse William Robert Hastings Oxford Jonathan
Hill. I get it.
I asked the young lady if she would like to dance. She agreed. We talked. We danced. We smiled. We danced. We laughed.
Can we move this along before it turns into Dancing with the Stars?
The clock began to chime out the midnight hour.
Bong, bong, bong.
You can lose the sound effects, Lumpy.
Lackey. That's Lackey.
And then, for no apparent reason I could discern, she took off like a bat out of you know where.
That's it?
That's it. When I raced after her, the only thing left behind was this glass slipper.
That's one hell of a shoe, Prince.
She was one hell of a girl.
Can you describe her? What did she look like?
Well, aside from possessing shoulders carved out of the finest alabaster, a smile as fresh as the morning sunrise, and a body like a brick pagoda, I actually couldn't say.
What do you mean you couldn't say?
I couldn't say. She was wearing a mask.
A mask? Was she that ugly?
We were all wearing masks. It was a masked ball. You don't get out much, do you, Mr. Seamus?
You're not giving me much to go on, Prince.
If I had anything to go on, I wouldn't need you, would I?
Missing dames ain't usually my specialty.
I'll pay you handsomely. Lamprey, the gold.
It's Lackey, sir. Lackey.
Just give him the gold. I believe this will be more than make up for your reticence, sir?
That's a lot of lettuce.
She's a lot of girl. Can I count on you, Mr. Seamus?
I'll see what I can do.
And I trust I can count on your discretion. If word ever got out I was searching for a girl, every young woman in the kingdom, with shoulders carved out of the finest alabaster, a smile as fresh as the morning sunrise, and a body like a brick pagoda, would be lining up outside the castle gate, offering who knows what for a chance to fit into that shoe.
And we wouldn't want that, would we, Prince?
It's not easy being me, Mr. Seamus. Let me know the minute you find her. I'm counting on you, Mr. Seamus. I'm counting on you.
There was something about this case that didn't smell right. It happens that way some with cases. There's some things the client tells you, and there are some things the client doesn't tell you. Sometimes the things they don't tell you are more important than the things they do tell you. The problem is, they didn't tell you. Effie!
Yeah, boss?
You're a girl.
It's been a long time since I was a girl.
Be that as it may, what can you tell me about this shoe?
It's expensive, I can tell you that.
How expensive is expensive?
With what you pay me, I could live for a year on what this shoe costs. With what you pay me, make that 2 years.
How can you tell?
Like you said, I'm a girl. Besides, this shoe was made by Manolo Geppetto. Says so right here, see? They don't pop these out like gumballs. Everyone is custom.
Do me a favor. See what you can dig up on this Geppetto character.
What are you gonna do?
See if I can find the dame that fits this shoe. The girl I was looking for had shoulders carved from the finest alabaster, a smile like a morning sunrise, and a body like a brick pagoda. I decided to start with the brick pagoda. Excuse me.
Yes?
How'd you like to be a princess?
Take it from me, pal. She's already a princess. Come on, Sheila.
Excuse me, Toots.
Yes? What is it?
Would you mind trying on this shoe for me?
Not at all. Oh, that's a Manolo Geppetto, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Oh, me encantaría. I'd love to.
Yeah, let me help you slip it on.
Oh, thank you.
Say, you ever dance at Big Eddie's over on the south side?
No.
You sure? I never forget a great set of gams.
Boss, oh, there you are. I've been looking all for you.
Hold on a sec. I'm busy here.
Busy or just trying to get busy?
Sorry, the shoe didn't fit, Toots.
Not as sorry as I am.
So, what'd you find out?
Manolo Geppetto makes one-of-a-kind women's shoes and handbags. Says here makes women's fantasies come true.
What kind of fantasies?
What else? One-of-a-kind shoes and handbags.
When I got to Geppetto's workshop, it turned out he wasn't in. Instead, I ran into a kid who was long on attitude with a nose to match. Hey you, Cyrano.
A wise guy. What do you want, wise guy?
A little information.
You come to the right place. I got as little as you need.
I'm looking for Manolo Geppetto. Is he around?
Who wants to know?
The name's Seamus. Dick Seamus. Now that you know my moniker, what's yours?
Pinocchio, if you must know.
Geppetto around?
Never heard of him.
You're lying, kid. I don't know why you're lying, but you're lying. It's as plain as the nose on your face.
Sure, sure. Okay, so you figure it out. Pin a rose on you.
I had no idea what the kid was talking about.
You think it's easy walking around with a lie detector in the middle of your face? It's a curse, man. How would you like it if every time you told a lie, your nose grew an inch? It sucks, man.
I bet.
Especially when it comes to women.
Dames can be a little selective when it comes to a guy's mug.
That's not it. It's later. At first, it's all, you're so honest, you're so different from all the other guys I've dated. But it's always out there.
The question.
You got it, my man. The question is like this giant boulder that starts rolling right on you as soon as things start to get serious. And it just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling.
Getting bigger and bigger.
Every other guy in the world can fake his way through it by lying through his teeth, but not me. Oh, no. Not when she finally asks...
the unanswerable question.
Does this dress make me look fat?
It's gotta be rough. I feel for you, my friend. Nothing'll kill a relationship faster than the truth.
Thanks for understanding. You are all right. What do you need?
Recognize this shoe?
Oh, it's one of ours. I made it myself.
Who'd you make it for?
Some woman called herself Lisa Kondo came in a couple of months ago with this young chick.
How would you describe her?
Hot.
The woman?
The chick.
How would you describe the woman?
Imagine the Wicked Witch of the West, minus the charm.
Hi, boss.
Were you able to find anything on that Lisa Kondo dame?
Sells real estate on the west side. Got a rap sheet as long as your... well, let's just say as long as your arm.
What kind of rap sheet?
You name it. Mail fraud, wire fraud, securities fraud, insurance fraud, bond fraud, check fraud, credit card fraud, medical fraud, online fraud, offline fraud, defensive line fraud, and just plain old-fashioned fraud.
Busy girl.
She's got a list of aliases as long as your, well, let's just say as long as your arm. Ginger Snap, Helen Troy, Barbara Seville, Carrie Bags, Isabel Ringen, Marshmallow, Auntie, Mayday, and Anorexic.
Did you say anorexic?
That's what I said, anorexic.
That's what I thought you said.
Then why'd you make me repeat it?
Dramatic effect.
She an old friend of yours.
Do you want to call someone who once tried to put a shiv in your back an old friend?
Well, well, well. If it isn't Dick Seamus, fictional Dick. How's Trick Seamus?
Can't complain. How about you, Anna? Or is it Lisa now?
Take your pick.
Miss me?
The only time I missed you was when my gun jammed. So, what do I owe this visit?
Recognize this shoe?
Should I?
You ordered it. Special.
I order a lot of things. You should see my Amazon bill.
You had this one custom made and another one just like it.
I ordered 2 right shoes? I don't think so.
Well, not just like it, for the other foot.
In that case, thanks for returning it.
This wasn't made for you.
What makes you say that?
It's a petite. That's French, for you couldn't wedge this on your foot with a block and tackle. Where's the girl?
What girl?
The girl who goes with this shoe.
If you insist. Ursula.
You called stepmommy?
This is my stepdaughter, Ursula. She's my 4th husband's 5th daughter. Or is it my 5th husband's 4th daughter? It's so hard to keep track these days.
Nice try, Lisa. But the girl I'm looking for has shoulders carved from the finest alabaster, a smile as fresh as a morning sunrise, and a body like a brick pagoda. From where I stand, Ursula here is betting, oh, for 3.
Oh, Mommy, that man is so mean.
It's okay, honey. You can go to your room now. Stepmommy and Mr. Seamus have some business to discuss.
Yes, Stepmommy.
Okay, Lisa, what's the scam?
I'm just a hard-working single mom trying to sell a little real estate. Perhaps I could interest you in a 2-bedroom apartment, completely refurbished, granite countertops, fresh paint, new appliances, 4 tennis courts, 3 pools, 2 parking spaces.
The only thing you're selling, sweetheart, is smoke and mirrors.
Oh, then you've seen the place.
You got something up your sleeve, Lisa, and sooner or later, I'm going to find out what it is.
If you want to look up my sleeve, Seamus, it's going to cost you dinner and a movie.
There were definitely 2 sides to this case. One was down and one was up. The downside, I was getting nowhere. The upside, I was getting it fast. But what I didn't expect was the unexpected turn the case was about to take. That's the trouble with unexpected turns. They come when you least expect them.
Hi, boss. There's someone waiting for you.
Anybody I know?
More like someone you're gonna want to know.
Are you Mr. Seamus?
I'm Seamus. And who might you be?
I'm the girl you've been looking for.
All my life or just recently?
The one the prince wants you to find.
I've had a lot of applicants lately who think they can fill the shoe.
Well, shall we try?
She extended a leg that would have gone on forever if it didn't have a foot attached to it.
Well, what do you think, Mr. Seamus?
You don't want to know what I think.
I meant the shoe.
Perfect fit. The prince is going to be happy to see you again.
Oh, no, Mr. Seamus. You mustn't tell him. No, no, no. That's what I came to tell you. You mustn't keep looking for me. And you mustn't tell my wicked, wicked stepmother either.
Wicked stepmother?
Wicked, wicked stepmother.
Wicked, wicked stepmother?
Lisa Kondo.
Lisa Kondo is your stepmother?
I'm her 8th husband's 7th daughter. Or was it her 7th husband's 8th daughter? Oh, fiddly dee, it's all so confusing for a poor little girl like me. If she found out I was talking to you, I shudder to think what she might do.
Tell me everything, sweet knees.
It was all her idea. She made me do it.
Made you do what?
She made me wear that foam-fitting ball gown by Donatello Versace and that 20-carat, one-of-a-kind diamond necklace with the matching earrings from Bulgari, as well as a custom-made shoes by Manella Geppetto. It was awful, mister. Just awful.
I can imagine. What dame wants to go to a fancy dress ball at the Royal Palace looking like Margot Robbie? It must have been torture. But why go to all the trouble?
She called it baiting the hook.
I'm guessing Prince Charming was the big fish she was out to land.
She said you were the cleverest man she'd ever met.
But once in her life, she was straight. Why'd you run away when you had the fish on the line?
Oh, that was part of the plan. Just engaging the prince for the night wasn't enough. Oh, it's just so embarrassing to even think about.
Please, go on.
Lisa wanted to pull him in deeper, reel him into the boat. I think that's how she put it. That's why I ran, Mr. Seamus, so he'd follow me and rescue me and marry me.
And you'd both live happily ever after.
Oh, no, Mr. Seamus. Marry me, yes, but just so my wicked, wicked stepmother could move into the palace and drain the treasury dry. She was the one who was going to live happily ever after. She's wicked, my stepmother, wicked. She treats me mean, terrible, Mr. Seamus. You should definitely do something about her before she makes some other poor, innocent girl do terrible, terrible things.
Count on it. What are you gonna do?
I'm leaving, Mr. Seamus. Leaving for good. Going far, far away where no one will ever see me again.
I could talk to the prince. He seemed mighty interested.
Oh, no, Mr. Seamus. That wouldn't be fair to the prince. Me not being who he thinks I am.
Take it from me. He wouldn't care if you told him you were Tilly from Hoboken. And he's still a prince.
Oh, rich or poor, it doesn't matter. I just want a man to love me for who I am. A sweet, innocent girl with shoulders carved from the finest alabaster and a smile like a morning sunrise and a body like a brick pagoda.
Where will you go?
Where I can be free. Free from wearing rags and scrubbing floors and going to bed without my supper. As God is my witness, Mr. Seamus, I will never be hungry again.
At least tell me your name.
O'Hara. Katie Cinderella O'Hara.
And with that, she was gone. Gone with the wind. It was time to break the news to the prince, or so I thought. But unexpected turns have ways of turning up unexpectedly. And this turn was really unexpected, which would explain why I didn't suspect it.
Seamus!
Boss, are you all right? He just pushed his way past me. I couldn't stop him.
It's okay.
He's dead, isn't he?
Either that, or he's really good at holding his breath.
Murdered!
What makes you think that?
For one thing, the knife in his back. Who is he?
Ursulala.
Who?
Lisa Kondo's ugly stepdaughter.
I'll give you ugly, but that's no stepdaughter.
I know this guy. He's part-time muscle, sometime enforcer, and full-time Arthur Murray dance instructor.
Sounds versatile.
Goes by the name of Vinny the Mug Bing Bang, also known as Vinny the Slug, Vinny the Bug, and once in a while, Hobart J. Percy Whistle. You better call the coroner. Tell him we got a stiff for pickup.
Coroner's office? This is Effie and Dick Seamus' office. We got a stiff here for pickup. Got a knife in his back. Hold on. Boss?
Yeah?
They said the earliest they could be here is tomorrow between 12 and 4.
In that case, when I get here, have them fix my cable. In the meantime, let's prop him up in the waiting room. If anyone comes in, they'll just think he's a client.
With a knife in his back?
Especially with a knife in his back. It was time for another chat with Lisa Kondo.
You didn't have to send the gendarme, Seamus. You know me. A dinner and a movie, and I would have told you everything.
Everything?
Well, most everything.
Don't get cute.
I can't help it. I'm adorable.
Tell me what you know about a slug named Vinny the Mug.
Never heard of him.
Then tell me what you know about a mug named Vinny the Slug.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Okay, what about a bug named Vinny the Bug?
Are these gentlemen related somehow?
What makes you say that?
For one thing, they're all called Vinny.
And they got one other name in common.
What's that?
Ursulala, your very ugly stepdaughter.
I admit, Ursulala wasn't going to be crowned Miss Universe, but there's no reason to be cruel.
Whatever you want to call him, Ursulala just bought the farm.
I'm surprised.
Why's that?
He never expressed an interest in animal husbandry.
Bought the farm, as in pushing up daisies, achieving room temperature, checked into the wooden Waldorf, on a permanent vacation, rang down the curtain, no longer eligible for the census.
You mean he's dead?
You could say that, it just wouldn't be as colorful.
How'd he die?
The knife in his back may have had something to do with it.
How did a knife get in his back?
We think somebody may have put it there.
Who?
I thought you could tell us.
Me? Why me?
When a mug like Vinny goes around in a dress, pretending to be somebody's stepdaughter, it raises suspicions.
You don't think I killed Hobart?
Is that what you called him?
He told me his name was Hobart J. Percywhistle.
Did you bump him off?
Why would I want to kill Hobart? He was teaching me to cha-cha.
Maybe he knew too much about your operation. Maybe he wanted in on the action, and maybe you didn't want to let him in on the action. Maybe he pushed a little too hard to get in on the action, and maybe you pushed back just as hard to keep him from getting in on the action. Maybe he pushed back even harder to get back in on the action. Maybe you pushed back even... Hey! You slugged me. What was that about?
You were being ambivalent.
Maybe I was. Maybe I wasn't.
Don't make me slug you again.
Keep stalling, Dimple Hips, and I might have to get rough.
Promises, promises.
Come on. Spill or I'll have to book you on a 902.
Does that come with dinner and a movie?
I know all about you and the Cinderella girl, about how you used her to get to Prince Charming.
I don't know any Cinderella girl.
She knows you. Says you're her wicked stepmother. Says you set up the scam to sink your hooks into Prince What's-His-Name. So why don't you make it easy on yourself? Tell me what you know.
All I know is a couple of months ago, some guy came to see me.
What guy?
Never told me his name.
And you didn't ask.
The pouch full of gold coins said all I needed to know.
What was the cabbage for?
Rent. For an apartment for his girlfriend.
What did this mysterious renter look like?
Mousy.
The girl?
No, she was sweet, innocent, with shoulders carved from the finest alabaster. A smile as fresh as a morning sunrise, and a body like a brick pagoda.
Did she have a name?
Everybody's got a name.
Some people more than one. What was hers?
Never said.
So you rented an apartment to a girl with no name, paid for by a guy with no name? There's got to be a name for that.
You think?
What else?
I took her shoe shopping.
Is this one of the shoes?
Looks like it.
Where does Vinny fit in?
I told you, I don't know any Vinny.
Hobart, then.
He said the guy who rented the apartment heard you'd be snooping around. The plan was for Hobart to pretend to be my stepdaughter, so you'd think I'd bought the shoe for her, him, whatever.
But the shoe didn't fit.
I didn't say it was a good plan.
Hey, boss!
What is it?
There's something in the newspaper you ought to see.
Don't go anywhere, Apricotias. I'm still not buying your story. I'm sure we're going to find your prints all over the knife they took out of Vinny.
They already identified the prints.
I knew it.
They belonged to Vinny's wife. Seems she caught him doing the horizontal mambo with some hot little number from Hoboken.
Well, he was a dance instructor.
But if his wife was the one who checked him into the Tombstone Towers, Why would he stumble into your office?
Maybe he wanted me to know he'd been shot.
Stabbed.
Stabbed.
But why?
I guess that will always remain a mystery.
This story in today's paper might help.
Or not.
Look at this picture.
That's her. That's the dame. Only here it says her name is Sarah Bellum.
I ran a check on her. Seems she got a list of aliases as long as... Well, let's just say as long as your arm. She's also known as Caravan, Charity Case, Millie Graham, Polyester, Rose Bush, and Soufflé. She's wanted in 6 kingdoms for impersonating a damsel in distress.
And according to this, in 1 hour she'll be taken on another handle. Mrs. Prince Charming.
More likely Princess Charming. That's the one I'd go with.
Effie, my sweet, keep an eye on this one.
Where you going?
To stop a wedding.
He always was romantic.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to bring together in holy matrimony Prince Alphonse William Robert Hastings, Oxford Jonathan Milford Anthony Philip William, again, Albert Constantine Charming, Prince of Lyman on Twill, Hutchings on Vetch, Twicky on Gus, and Jam on Toast, and Miss Sarah Bellum. If the groom will repeat after me, I, Alphonse William Robert Hastings, Oxford Jonathan Milford Anthony Philip William, again, Albert Constantine Charming Jonathan.
I, Alphonse William Robert Hastings, Oxford Jonathan Milford Anthony Philip William, again, Albert Constantine Charming.
Take thee, Sarah Bellum.
Take thee, Sarah Bellum.
To be my lawfully wedded wife.
To be my lawfully wedded wife.
And now, if the bride will please repeat after me, I, Sarah Bellum.
I, Sarah Bellum.
Take thee, Prince Alphonse William Robert Hastings, Oxford Jonathan Milford Anthony Philip William, again, Albert Constantine Charming.
Take thee, Prince Alphonse William Robert Hastings, Oxford Jonathan Milford Anthony Philip William, again, Albert Constantine Charming, for everything I can, for so long as I can.
Stop, stop.
Mr. Seamus, what do you think you're doing?
Stopping this wedding. You can't marry a prince.
Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
She's a fraud.
A fraud?
She's not who she says she is, whatever she said she was.
Oh, fiddly-dee, princey. Don't listen to a word he's saying. The man is obviously deranged.
Her name isn't even Sarah Bellum.
Oh, it most certainly is. I come from a long line of Bellums. There's my mother, Mama Bellum, and my father, Daddy Bellum, and my mother's brother's Uncle Bellum, and my daddy's sister,
Auntie Bellum.
She told me her name was Katie Cinderella O'Hara. Depending on the time and place, she also goes by Bob Dwyer, Clarinet Reed, Lily Pond.
Oh, fiddly-dee, can't you see he just wants to break us up? I didn't want to tell you this, honeysuckle, because I know how jealous you are when other men look at me. But, well, he's in love with me. He told me so himself.
Why, Mr. Seamus, I'm appalled. Chagrined and appalled. Chagrined and appalled in several other words that mean chagrined and appalled.
If she's so poor and downtrodden like she says, where'd she get the do-re-mi to pay for the gown, the jewels, and the custom-made shoes she wore to the ball?
Oh, there's a very simple explanation.
Let's hear it.
Oh, well, I have a fairy godmother.
Well, there you see. She has a fairy godmother.
You have a fairy godmother, all right, and he's standing right next to you. Isn't that right, Looney?
It's Lackey. It's Lackey.
Why, he looks nothing like a fairy godmother. Fairy godmothers have wings and high, fluttery voices. Besides, he couldn't afford diamonds. I pay him peanuts. Literally, I pay him peanuts.
Have you checked the petty cash lately? Ask yourself this, Prince. How did Blanche Dubois here get into your party that night?
Well, obviously, she was invited.
Really? She wasn't anyone who was anyone. She didn't even know anyone who was anyone. But she did know Lousy here.
It's Lackey. Lackey.
Oh, he's making it all up.
I have an eyewitness who identified the kid's picture in the paper as the man who rented an apartment from her to stash his girlfriend, our little Miss Orange Blossom Special here.
I find this very hard to believe, Mr. Shameass.
Then believe this, Prince. Looney here.
Lackey! It's Lackey!
Also paid my informant to take said girlfriend shoe shopping.
I fail to see the relevance. Women go shoe shopping all the time. And I do mean all the time.
But this was no ordinary shoe. This shoe would only fit one foot. Her foot. The foot that you would track down and marry.
Marry a foot? That's ridiculous.
The owner of said foot, who would drain the royal treasury dry and split the money with Louis here.
Lackey, for the last time, it's Lackey.
Oh, my, you have a very vivid imagination, sir.
If my little mint julep said it never happened, Seamus, it never happened.
Wake up, Charming. Our little man here is the only one who had the means, method, and motivation.
What motivation could he possibly have?
How about hatred and revenge for starters?
Who could hate that much? He doesn't have a life. I see to that.
You, Prince. He hates you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Seamus. I'm Prince Charming. Everybody loves me.
Okay, Prince. I didn't want to do it, but you're forcing me to do it.
Do what?
Play my hole card.
Hole card? What on earth are you talking about?
The kid here has to be the brains behind the whole operation because...
Yes, yes, because?
Because he is the least significant character in the story with the least amount of lines and the last one anyone would ever suspect.
Lackey!
Oh, now he remembers my name.
Who could blame you, kid? All these years of bowing and scraping, working 24/7 without a day off, and this preening, self-involved buffoon can't even remember your name?
Are you just gonna stand there, Princey, and let him say such awful, awful things?
Oh, give it up, Miriam. He's wise to us.
You called her Miriam?
Well, that's her real name, Miriam Webster.
Miriam Webster? Your real name is Miriam Webster? I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words.
I gotta hand it to you, Magnolia Hips. You were good. Very good. The innocent act, the downtrodden stepchild routine, the running away from your wicked stepmother. Top notch.
And you fell for it. Hook, line, and shoe. Didn't you, Flatfoot?
I gotta admit, you almost got away with it. Almost. But almost only counts in horseshoes and something else where you can come close and still score a few points. Guards, take him away.
I don't know how to thank you, Mr. Seamus. You saved me from making a terrible mistake.
No thanks necessary, Prince. It's what you do when you're a fictional detective.
You've been listening to The Adventures of Dick Seamus, Fictional Detective. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode from the files of Dick Seamus, Fictional Detective. This is your announcer speaking. Thank you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Smithers Theater Radio Group's production of Alias Cinderella, written by Bruce Kane, starring Patty Beckerton, Jody Inouye, Tom Roper, Valerie Lobb, Clara Donnelly, Janet Harris, Chelsea Hughes, Alan Dahl, and Linda Stringfellow as the Foley. This has been a CICK 93.9 FM Smithers Radio production. Today's producer, Megan Brady.